Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I thank God this morning for this hour, power of prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. December the 13th, 2022. So I just appreciate God for today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. This day is like none other, it's different. Nothing is the same like it was yesterday. But it's a new day of victory, a new day of life, a new day of living, a new day of hope, a new day of believing, a new day of trusting, a new day of serving. It's a new day. Thanks. And I just appreciate God and thank him in every way. So this morning, what we're going to do, we want to be mindful first too that when we're not speaking, to keep our phones on mute so the background noise won't interrupt someone else from hearing what is being said. And I'm going to give everybody time enough to do a praise report that wants to, or either, you know, say have a prayer, be prayed over different situations and circumstances in your life, but we're going to keep it at, a minimum, keep it so everyone will be, that wants to share, wants to, can have a time to share it. So I want everyone on the line right now to come together in prayer as a corporate prayer together as we thank God for this day that he has made, because we all have something that we can say about what Jesus does, or either just recite a scripture or something, but we all are part of this. We all have to do our part. We all, none of us can do this alone, and we need you. We need you, because we all fit together. It won't be a whole puzzle unless we all come together in unity and on one accord and let the devil know that he doesn't have the victory over us. We have the victory over him. So as we come together, we corporately in prayer. Everybody, unmute your phones and begin to let's thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, for life and more abundantly. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship this morning, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to your name, Lord God. Lord, there's none like you, Lord, in all the earth, Lord God. We trust you, we believe in you, God, for the impossible, God. Nothing is impossible for you, God. In the name of Jesus, knowing that we can do all things in the mighty name of Jesus. And when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, you Lord, we thank you right now, God, for this power of prayer right now, God, because we're coming together to speak that enemy in whatever you have. Hallelujah. I'm just saying that the truth of today is to let you know it's made, hallelujah, and will not be it. Stop from the root of conception in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we repent of everything. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. But in all our ways, we're going to acknowledge you. And you will direct our path, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
I'm sending him to work every
Lord,
morning.
Thank you right now, God, for the love that we have for you this morning, Father God, for a spirit of prayer, praise, and worshiping you, Lord. Giving thanks, God, for the things that you have done, the things that you are doing, the things that you are about to do. And Lord, if you don't know, we still love you with the love of Jesus Christ right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because he paid the price for our sins right now, God. Allowing us to be here, right now, at this very moment for our sins right now, God. He paid the price.
Yes,
for
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He reigns the Lord. 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 He
reigns the Lord.
He reigns the Lord. He reigns the Lord. He reigns the Lord. He reigns the Lord. Thank
Glory
you, Father, for
God,
the good, the bad, and the good, Father. We thank you. We give you thanks
thank
in everything.
You.
We give you thanks.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. An abundant life in the name of Jesus. That we are healed. We are whole. Nothing is broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For us. Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of
God, hallelujah. We just thank you.
We present it as a living sacrifice to you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask
you, Jesus, for everything that you have done for us and what you're doing for us and what you've done for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus, open our eyes to see, our ears to hear you, God,
thank you,
Lord God.
Jesus. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You name
thank
of
you for
Jesus.
Being in our hearts, in our life. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for sound mind.
Yes.
Thank you right now, God,
yes,
for
Lord.
Healing in the name of Jesus. For by your stripes, we are healed
yes,
in
God.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you
right
for
now, everything
Lord, that
God.
You have
hallelujah.
Yes,
you
yes,
are awesome
yes.
In all
thank
of
you,
your work,
hallelujah.
Father. In all the work, Father,
thank
in the name
you.
Of Jesus. We thank you for being our defense.
Yes,
we thank you for being our strong tower. We thank you
for
being
the blood
out
of
and
our
man.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And you said
that
you know your voice. Hallelujah. And the voice
thank
of another
Jesus.
Witch shall not follow in the
thank
name of
Jesus.
Jesus. Lord, thank you right now, God.
Listen,
for our prayer when we come together right now, God.
Don't
thank you,
yes,
Father, in the name of
Jesus. God, show him the right way to go. Yes, Lord.
Now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the familiar spirit,
everything
that
yes, Lord, glory to God, hallelujah.
Is bound
yes,
to catch back to the pit of hell
thank
from which
you
came in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
stop this.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
hallelujah.
Getting the
father
from us today, Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
for
we thank you right
me,
now, God,
looking out for
the
my
spirit of encouragement right now, God. Hallelujah. That you know, Lord, we trust you. We trust your God, Lord God. And Lord, we're going to wait patiently for you to ask for anything that we ask of you, Father. And if it hasn't come yet, Lord, we're going to trust your process and continue to wait on you. Thank you, Lord, for the of endurance. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We keep moving on, no matter what time, no matter what time. Thank you.
for being here today. Hallelujah. And thank God, hallelujah, for the faithful ones and the ones that are on the line that, hallelujah, thank you for you two just being here. Hallelujah. God is still hearing your prayers in the name of Jesus. So we're going to open the lines to see who's here this morning and give your name. The testimony and things is not for right now, but to give your names to see who's on the line this morning and see who has a song maybe on their heart. So the lines are open right now to anybody, you know, that wants to say their names and that I see it this morning. So the lines are open this morning.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's Apostle Horsley here this morning. Glad to be in the service. Hallelujah, God. I have a little song there that was on my heart here just now. It says, I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you,
amen.
Brother Horsley. Amen,
you,
amen.
Brother.
All right, anybody else?
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I just thank God for being here this morning on this prayer line.
Thank you, amen, for coming. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. I'm just so glad to be among the saints this morning. I thank God for being on this line this day. Good morning, everyone. God bless.
Good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda, and I'm on the line this morning. And yesterday, I had a verbal attack, and I'm reminded that God is, the battle is God's, it's not mine, and I'm grateful for that. And I have a song I'd like to muddle through here, please. Breathe on me, Holy One, come reveal your wonder now. Open wide my eyes to see, there's so much more. Jesus, you are where it all begins. Your beauty calls me deeper in. Stir a passion in my heart, God. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Stir a passion in my heart, God. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister. Is there anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else? Okay. I want to give everybody, you know, a moment to say what they need to say for the Lord. But don't want to pressure anybody. Never will do that. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on this morning, but one last call for anyone to, you know, for us to know who's on the prayer line this morning. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead on and bring some words of encouragement to you this morning. And then we come with the prayer request and what we need, and then we all come in together corporately to see to pray over these things. And brother Papa Horsley, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. We
and, yeah, can you just, you know, when I finish and you close us out, when we get done with everything, we're going to leave time enough for Pastor Horsley to close us out in with prayer when we finish. Is that okay with you, Pastor Horsley? Pastor Horsley, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the topic of what I want to encourage you with this morning is oneness is made for joy. We are. And I ask God to open you, to open your ears to hear, to really just listen to this. And if, you have a moment to go back and listen to it, the message, if you don't quite understand it, but I think we all do, because we have the Holy Ghost and He will enlighten us on things and gives us clarity and open up our understanding to what is being said here. So, all minds are clear. Have you ever played the spot the different puzzles in a newspaper? There are two pictures that at first glance appear identical, but when you look closer, there are differences between the two. At first glance, happiness and joy appears to be the same thing, but if you look closer, they're different. True joy from God is deep, abiding, and lasting, no matter the circumstances. This week, see how faith in Jesus brings us joy, so much joy that we can't help but share it. And the scripture that that I have to go with this, and if you can write this down, is Psalm 68:3. And I'll go back and read that, but I want to finish reading this up, and then I'll go back and do some, more encouragement. Bet you can't eat just one. The Frito-Lay company introduced this slogan for its Lay's potato chips in the 1960s. It is a memorable advertising campaign because it presents a challenge. And this is what, I'm doing today, through the words of God, giving us a challenge to see where we are, the things that we need. Maybe even a dare. If it's just a challenge, then maybe even a dare. Frito-Lay is saying that its chips are so good, it is impossible to eat just one. Barbecue flavor, bet you can't eat just one. Sour cream and onion, bet you can't eat just one. New England lobster roll, pimento cheese, bet you can't eat just one. God, our Heavenly Father, could issue us, His children, a similar have. You can't not have joy. I want to say this again. God, our Heavenly Father, could issue us, His children, a similar challenge. Bet you can't not have joy. Okay, it doesn't really roll off your tongue, but it's true. As a child of God, we were made for joy. King James tells us so in Psalm 68:3, and says, and I'm reading from the SUV version, I mean the ESV version, but the righteous shall be glad, Psalm 68:3. They shall exult for God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to His name. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the desert. His name is the Lord. Exult before Him. And that word exult means to feel or show and be feelings of great triumph and happiness, because we too can have this joy. Hallelujah. So our sins, but this joy, this true jubilation is reserved for one type of people, and that's the righteous. Do you count yourself among the righteous? Do you get lost in your own selfish ways, chasing after worldly desires and fleeting happiness? Ever find yourself putting all your trust in things you think will bring you joy, professional success, material possessions, popularity, children, or hobbies. Our sins have a way of deceiving us and snatching happiness away. But when it seems within reach, but the righteousness we need and the unsurpassable joy that accompanies it comes through a relationship with God, our Creator. And we can have that relationship only through Jesus. In our sin, we were separated from God, but Jesus' work on the cross has brought us back, redeemed us, and made us righteous by faith in his name. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with him. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. That's Romans 3, 21 through 24. That's the NLT version of that. So David says, the righteous shall be glad. And thank God we have been made righteous in Jesus. How can we not be jubilant with joy? In Jesus, we are wonderfully made for joy. And I also wanted to give you another verse on that, and that's Psalms, the 27th chapter, the 6th verse, where it speaks about that again. And I just admonish each and every one of you just to read that chapter, that whole chapter, in Jesus' name. Amen. But the righteous, I'm going to say this again, but the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. And so this is the prayer starter that I want us to think about today. Holy Creator, thank you for making me right with you in Jesus. Remind me that I am made for joy even when I feel, and that's left blank. Selah, think about it. So we all have our things that we know about ourselves, but God knows best that's within us. And if we truly, truly ask God, want to know these things, we ask him to point these things out. And as we go out through this week, hallelujah, we can fill in that blank, and we'll come up with some things that we know that we need help on, that we need God to deliver us from, to heal us from, in this life while we're still here, while we can. So think about this. Think about these things. And so just want you to think about that for the, you know, for this week, and you can fill in the blanks, and then you will see, you know, where you are. And that means retrospect. In retrospect, we continue to turn the hand, the finger back at us and see whether we be in the faith or not. And where there's help, we need help in things, God will show it to us. And but through whatever we go through, church, through whatever we go through, whether it be good or bad, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we just praise our way out, when we praise God, we can pray our way out of a situation. Just keep the faith, trust, and believe no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad it hurts. I'm just encouraging you to let's keep moving. Hallelujah. If God lays somebody on your heart, someone on your heart, call them, those he lay on your heart, to speak to. Hallelujah. Where iron sharpens iron, where we can come together because we need each other, church. We are a family. So I thank God for those words of encouragement that I can give to you, and I hope it has helped someone today in Jesus' name. Amen. And so now I want to give us chance, the ones that want to, that has another song, a testimony or a prayer that they need, you know, for us to come together as one. Thank you, God, for the unity and much prayer and much power in the mighty name of Jesus. So just appreciate God for what he does. Thank God for the words of encouragement that he gave me. Hallelujah, to bless everyone on this ministry with and for the ones that are listening. So open your mic and remember, if you're not saying anything, remember about the background noise because people are on the line that are listening, and we want to, you know, show a spirit of excellence here in how we do things for the glory of God, that he get the glory out of it, not us. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. So whoever is on the line and you got a prayer request, you know, this is the time right now that you can, something that you forgot or somebody that you need to have prayer for, this is the time now.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. This is Apostle Horsley. I want to pray for my family. I want to pray a special prayer for my sister, Regina. She's the prophetess. Pray for her. And young lady, Talon's daughter, that's my wife, nephew's daughter-in-law. She gave her life to the Lord on Sunday, so we want to keep her in prayer. Thank you.
Praise God. Let's give God a spirit of praise right now for what he's done. That's another soul. That's hallelujah. Right. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for one more that we know of entering in, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And that's more than more. The harvest is plentiful. But the
hallelujah,
of
Lord. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. The name of Jesus, Lord God. You all heaven rejoices, oh Lord God.
The angels in heaven are rejoicing over this month. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and many more that we have not heard about all around this nation, all around it, Father God. Thank you. And we honor you this day. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name,
thank you, Lord God, for the soul, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we praise you for
thank
it
you.
Right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there anyone else have something to say, you know, for God? You know, lifting him up. A song or a testimony.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Mary here, and this one, I just thank God for that that praise report. It's just so good that when we witness to one, we just don't know how much much more that carries that one is saved. So I just thank God for that testimony. It really blessed me this morning. I would like a prayer request for my sister. One name is Enora. And the other one name is Peggy. She's suffering from some mental issues. And if you could keep them in prayer, I will appreciate it. Thank you so much as we pray for them and pray for others.
Yes, ma'am, we certainly will.
Thank you, Sister Mary.
Vaughn, request for my neighbor, Vernon Smith. He take care of his mother, and his mother passed yesterday. And God give him comfort, and they will be recovered. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, my sister. Amen. Is there anyone else? Well, I have something that I some prayers. I wanted to pray for a sister in Christ, Elaine. She's having issues with swelling in her face because she has infection. She had to have teeth pulled, but the infections. Just praying that God's healing power, miraculous healing power, be working in action. It's already done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer for Kathleen. Prayer for the ones that are dealing, hallelujah, with cancer. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praying for my brother Lewis. I'm just praying for all the prayers that has already been prayed. Hallelujah, that God is still working behind the scenes in all of our lives. All of our prayers that already been prayed, that God is still working on our behalf in Jesus' name. And for the children, prayer for the children, that God's protection be upon our children. And our grown children will always be our children. They will never, you know, outage us. So prayer for them, too. We have to pray for them also as God's protection upon them, and God to go and arrest that, you know, arrest them wherever they are, whether they be in the bars, the clubs, or be in some place that they don't need to be. Hallelujah, that the ministering angels minister to them. Hallelujah, somebody in that place have a word to say for them, because we have people that are actually going out to the clubs and stuff of ministry in the church, where they go out and they go in there, and because people that may not come out and come to the church, we send the church in after them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to speak a word of encouragement. Just God said, if you just hear his word will not go out and come back to him void, but it will go out and accomplish that whatever it is he sent it out to do. So we have to be after wherever they are. You know, if we're led to be that, and that's how, you know, that's where God is leading us to go, then we go in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for that this morning, and praying just for me, my strength, continual strength in Jesus' name, praying for my family, and also that I, you know, that I'm strong and I keep moving and I keep persevering in Jesus' name, and God's healing, hallelujah, his healing virtues flow in Jesus' name over my life and my family's life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So is there anyone else?
Prayer request, Sister Lucinda here, that we have a peaceful household here, that that's the idea. Thank you.
Amen, 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 sister.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that have anything to say?
Yes. We thank God. We want to put Pastor Scholastica and Pastor Darlene. That's a prayer request. We want to keep them in prayer. Hallelujah to God. They're abroad,
amen.
I understand. Just want to keep the prayer going continuously. Thank God for everyone that's here this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank God. Praise God.
Thank God for the wonderful service that we had on Sunday morning. And the one on Sunday afternoon, hallelujah to God. It is something great when a soul comes into the kingdom. All heaven rejoices, hallelujah to God. Just want to encourage you, hallelujah to God, to keep us, to keep steadfast, unmovable with God, always abiding in his word. This is a time when we needed to rally around each other, continuously keep our prayer going for each other, hallelujah to God. Because as I said a few weeks ago, and I've been telling people, I said, they talk about active shooters. I said, we have an active devil, an active adversary that's after your joy. Anything they could do to just offset you, to get you into a place where you don't want to be at. Hallelujah to God. And that's what they encourage you to keep your praises going. Hallelujah to God. Even at the time when people come up and they are going through a time of bereavement. Hallelujah to God. And I could still see the miracle working hand of God, hallelujah, working. And we thank God for that. Yeah, I'm just excited. I'm encouraged today. Hallelujah to God that all that is here in the name of Jesus, that they will continuously move by his spirit and by his power. Hallelujah to God. And we want to just join and set ourselves in agreement with the prayer and the one accord in Jesus' name. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone? Is there anyone that have a song on their heart, a prayer request, or whatever that may be? And I just want to just appreciate God for the time, hallelujah, that I've been with this ministry and how it has blessed me so. And I'm still just encouraged even the more to go on living for the Lord and stuff. And no matter what comes my way, I know that this is the best way and the only way, hallelujah, that I can enter in with God and just still be connected to him, you know, in the name of Jesus, connected with him and cut the covering of his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank him for, you know, Pastor Bundish, that she's abroad now, right now, that their protection be upon, his protection be upon them and their family members that are here. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just continue praying for the ones in binding and loosing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of death, hell in the grave this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the ones, hallelujah, that are backslidden in heart right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for calling them out, Father, in the name of Jesus, for restoring, renewing, replenishing, revive right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord, quickening them up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we spread this joy, hallelujah, out to others right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the, you know, to continue to give them the hope where iron sharpens iron in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that we just spread. It's infectious, hallelujah, the hope, hallelujah. And our faith is infectious to everyone that we come in contact with in the name of Jesus, that they will see our light and they will want what we have, that light that shines within us, and wonder why, hallelujah, we do what we do and still look like nothing fazes us. Yeah, we get fazed by some things, but we know who our Savior is. God, hallelujah, is, you know, over our lives, and we look, continue to keep our eyes lifted up into the hills for which cometh our help, because that's the only help that I know. Hallelujah. Well, it's unfailing. Hallelujah. And God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he need to repent of everything. So I will keep my trust in him and not in man, but in him. Hallelujah. He is the deliverer. He is the healer. He is our strong tower. He is our defense. He is our bomb in Gilead. He is our salvation, our hope of glory. Hallelujah. Our will in the middle of a wheel. Lord God, I thank you this morning for all that you are and what you have done for me, the things that you are continuing to do. And Lord, I seek your first faith first, and I acknowledge you, Lord, in all my ways. I acknowledge you in everything, not in just something, but in everything. I acknowledge you, so you can direct my path, because, you know, we can just make one wrong turn, and that will mess up the course of our life if we don't get back in alignment. I thank God for spiritual alignment for everyone on this prayer line, everyone that's not on this prayer line, spiritual alignment for all intercessors all over this world, in the name of Jesus, that we continue to be strong. Hallelujah. Standing up right now in the name of Jesus. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we have our warfare, you know, we have our warfare on. We put our covering on, the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the attacks of the enemy. And that's what they see in us right now, God, because we have our armor on. Put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah, because the devil is always walking to and fro, and he's watching us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I thank God he's the thoughts and the intents of the heart in the name of Jesus, because the devil can't read your mind, but God can. So he knows what we're thinking, so we're thinking it. Hallelujah. But God wants that open relationship, that closeness with him, when we talk to him. Hallelujah. Just tell him all about ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, and call someone on the phone today to encourage them, however the Lord leads you to do it. But let's just do it, saints, and let's be busy about what God will have us to do in this world, to be about our official kingdom business, his official kingdom business in life today. Encourage someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To go out and look at his creation. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I know sometimes when I don't get out, because may it be rain or whatever the situation may be, when I get out just looking at God's creation, and then, you know, and my neck is just rubbernecking back and forth, just looking at what God has done throughout the earth, the trees, hallelujah, the air, you know, hallelujah. Just looking at the tools and stuff that he gave us to be able to make all of these things. Hallelujah. And the trees. Hallelujah.
that you gave us the tools that we need to be able to operate and to be able to perform in life. Stay in the name of Jesus. So there's enough to be thankful for. If you just, Lord, I thank you for the day. You know, I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because I can, you know, I'm breathing right now, God. I thank you right now, God, because I'm not even feeling any pain right now, God. But even if we do feel pain, God, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this too shall pass in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God and I just trust in him to be able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ask or think. There's nothing too hard for our God that he can't do and he won't do according to his will. And not what we want him to do, but it's got to be in his will, whatever he does. And if you don't hear him, then just wait. Just wait. Just because he's solid, don't say anything. That may be a no, and it might not be a no, but he not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he need to repent. So I just use that as he does what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. He's all sovereign. And he doesn't work on our timetable. He works on his, that what works best for us, plans to prosper us, and things, you know, not to harm us. So I just thank God right now for this. So if there's nobody else that have anything to say, I'm doing one last call before I turn it over to Apostle Horsley this morning. So if there's anyone else have something that they want to say, a praise report, speak it out in their atmosphere about something they want God to do for themselves or for others. Well, okay. So we're going to turn it over to Pastor Horsley. Apostle Horsley. I got to get that right. And so that you can, but first we're going to just come together corporately as a corporate prayer and pray for these prayers, and then we're going to have you to take us out.
Holy Lord, Lord, holy is thy name. Praise you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father, for this fellowship of prayer, and deliverance. And God, we're just so grateful for everything that you've done with us, hearing our prayers and knowing that you have the battle, it's not ours. Praise you, Father, your King and Master over all things. You're worthy of worship and praise. Praise you, hallelujah, 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 holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, giving us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us from evil, lead us not into temptation, for thine is the power and the glory forever. Praise thy name. Holy, 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 Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, O the highest. We are climbing Jacob's ladder to your throne, Father. All together, corporately, we love you, we praise you, you are worthy of worship and praise. All together. Thank you, Father, that we decree and declare that there's no distance in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. So I'm gonna turn it over to you, Apostle Horsley, this morning, and you can take us out. And hopefully, God's will, we'll see each other on tomorrow. And have a blessed day today, everyone. Amen.
Amen. We thank you. I believe that was Sister Gladys. I can't see the names on the phone there. I wanted to encourage you. I would like Sister Mary, Minister Mary, to give me a call. I did have a number. I wanted to talk to her, hallelujah to God, but this phone's been that you touch it, it just wipes it out. So if she doesn't mind if she has it, to give me a call. I believe the wife wanted to say a little something, and we go to the top of the hour. You want to say something you want to say, you say.
Oh, we just want to say, well, we truly thank the Lord. Well, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, we thank you, woman of God, for the powerful word this morning. We thank God for all the prayers that went up before the Lord. And I just want to encourage every one of us to continue to walk upright before the Lord. We know the Lord is soon to come. I believe the Lord said in Revelation 22:12, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work. So we all want to put our work in. We want to do all that God has placed in our hands and hearts to do. We want to do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. But truly, the Lord will reward everything that we do. We got to remember that it's only saints, and I know y'all know this, it's only what we do for Christ that will last. So I pray that you all continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to keep yourself consecrated before the Lord. Continue to worship, continue to praise, continue to give up your time, talent, and treasure unto the Lord. We love you all dearly. Stay encouraged, saints, because we know that the best, hallelujah, is yet to come. God bless you all.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for their participation in all of the past. On behalf of Pastor Dolly and hallelujah to God and the circle of friends, we're glad to be here. We are thanking God still yet that the young lady that was over in Germany, Russia, wherever she was, in prison, hallelujah to God, that she don't take another trip there, hallelujah to God, that she's home. But we want to continuously pray for our country and the drive-by shooting and the mass murders and everything. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage everybody to particularly be careful as we go on into this big celebration of the holiday season of the birth of Christ. Hallelujah to God. Take a minute, I want to say, to slow down and don't get in a rush, not about anything. You know, I know that sometimes you want to go to work and stuff, but I'm a professional driver, and I notice every year at this time the traffic can be heavy. And people just do things for no reason, find a space real slow, I mean real close where it's congested. And they have all these electric cars out of there, and they accelerate faster than the gas-driven cars, hallelujah, God. And they would cause you to veer off the road and stuff. We don't want to have anyone hurt in a car accident as we go through the holiday season. We want to pray for your family that all will be well, hallelujah to God, and every prayer request that you pray will be covered by the blood of Jesus. And so we just want to thank God. We want to remember that day. We want to encourage everyone, hallelujah to God. And at one time there was this call, someone, let them know that we're here, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Try to give a kind word wherever you go, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for, we're going to hold up Pastor Darling's family, hallelujah to God, and hallelujah to God, mm-hmm. and the sisters that are with her, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We just thank God for this platform, hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And the way of services, hallelujah to God. I'm going to talk with Sister Mary about it. Because on the towels that we read, the Jacksonville towels, Christmas Day happened to fall on Sunday. Not happened to fall. God knew it was going to fall on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But we're intending on having a service day. We have service day in the evening. They invite us to come.
Yes.
And it's a communion Sunday service if anybody's in the Jacksonville area.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. So they were thinking about closing. I said, how would it sound mm-hmm. of all days and all times of not going to church? How would you not have church
mm-hmm.
on this service? You know, and I said, we got to hold this position which God has given us, hallelujah to God. He has given us a platform, hallelujah to God. He has given us a voice in the community, hallelujah to God. And we're going to stand right there, you know, because this is the day, the time of the day of Savior's birth, which we celebrate in the name of Jesus. I want to just bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus to know that God answers prayer, hallelujah to God. There's a number of things going on that I could testify and allude to. But we thank God for everyone being here, hallelujah to God. And they come in the morning and they pray with us, hallelujah to God. It strengthens us, hallelujah to God. We want to show up strong, hallelujah to God, when it comes to the program, hallelujah, God. I know sometimes when people are not here, hallelujah, God, or when the pastor's out, then you look, hallelujah, no one's coming to church, but we are not doing this on to man. We're doing this on to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that gave his life for us, hallelujah, God. Mm-hmm. So we're determined to stand if we just stand by ourselves. And I worried about mm-hmm. Sunday on a Kayla, her name, Denise. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, this was one of the Sundays after the pastor's mother passed and his wife's mother passed within 14 days of each other. Mm-hmm. It seemed to have rocked the foundation of the church, hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. And Sunday when we got there, there wasn't nobody there but the pastor's family there because mm-hmm. it's the holiday. And you can't let the holiday of the secular mm-hmm. side, the commercial side of Christmas, stop you from worshiping God. Mm-hmm. And that was mm-hmm. just the Sunday we've been with the family about. It's been here over a year. Mm-hmm. That his daughter came there, and she heard the word, and she's about 14 years old. And I was watching her, how she would listen to the word and see how you stand up and how you sit mm-hmm. down and when to raise your hand and stuff. Because she's at 14, she mm-hmm. had a little pencil and doodling on the paper and stuff, this, that, the other. But when it came time for the altar call, mm-hmm. I was being that no one was there. Mm-hmm. God had blessed her, and she had made a decision for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And when she made that decision, the Holy Spirit of God was just rejoiced mm-hmm. inside of the church, mm-hmm. all the souls mm-hmm. of heaven. Even the seasoned saints, they began to get uplifted because mm-hmm. God is faithful to his word. Yeah. When you're serving God, I said, there's a song that said, I have decided to follow. Yeah. I have decided, yeah. glory to God, to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of yeah. Christ? Hallelujah. Height, net, bacon, and families, huh? Have not have. Hallelujah, God. I'm so glad yeah. to be saved. I'm so glad, as my mother used to say, I'm excited yeah. yeah. to make this journey, hallelujah, God. Yeah. It's a glory to serve God. I don't want to get excited yeah. about this, but Princess Anna and Vanessa, some Minister Mary, hand, hallelujah, God. But do come to March, this Wednesday, it's the day, hallelujah, yeah. that the Lord is making us another day. This yeah. one's not over yet, yeah. but he's faithful to his word, yeah. hallelujah, God. So we thank you, God bless you. Hallelujah. Our final comments and to go to the hallelujah. Top of the hour is Minister Mary, hallelujah, God. I believe she's at the helm. At the control today. So we thank you all yes. in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you today. And we just thank God for this time of hour of prayer. And we are truly, truly blessed by the word this morning. Truly, truly blessed by the testimonies this morning. Thank you for encouraging us, encouraging yourself, and encouraging others. We are just so blessed this morning. We want to pray that God continue to extend his blessings, the power of God be in your life, covering protection above all, his love, and be with each of you today. God bless you.
Amen.
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 What time is it right now?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry. You may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.